international peace and security to promote human rights, encourage social and economic development of the countries, safeguard the ecosystem, and aid countries at the time of famine, natural disasters, and armed conflict. In its early stages, the United Nations system faced a number of challenges to fulfill its objectives. The Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union and their allies made it difficult for the UN system to maintain world peace. But continuous efforts showed results as the countries eventually gave in to maintaining cordial relations. The peacekeeping missions of the organization continue to ensure world peace, but the end of the Cold War helped them focus more on other areas like socio-economic development. The United Nations system has faced criticism as well as praise for its works. While some of its actions have been marked as a complete failure, there are other missions which were very successful. The funds and programs led by the United Nations system continues to drive peacekeeping and social and economic development. There have been instances when the failure of certain missions have been linked with corruption and biasness. The ineffectiveness of the organization has also been questioned at times when the organization failed at achieving its objectives. For an organization that reaches out to countries around the world and creates missions for nations in different parts of the world, the United Nations system is an important force which helps countries work together towards human development. Lesson 1. United Nations, the chief organ of the United Nations system. United Nations forms the principal organ in the United Nations system. Formed on October 24, 1945, it had four major allied countries as a part of its 51 member states. They were United States of America, United Kingdom, Soviet Union, and China. These four countries are often referred to as the four policemen when discussing the emergence of the United Nations Declaration. The first UN Secretary General was Trygve Lie, who was the Norwegian Foreign Minister. All UN sites, like the UN headquarters in New York and the buildings in Geneva, Nairobi and Vienna, are considered as international territory. The United Nations follow the Noble Mayor principle, according to which all organizations that belong to the UN system will obey the rule that the employees, irrespective of their nationality, will be paid equally for jobs of equal value. The UN organizations have an internal taxation system for the staff salaries. Initially, the UN's effort were more concentrated towards maintaining world peace. This was especially necessary because of the Cold War. As the Cold War ended, the organization started focusing more on social and economic development in countries around the world. Some of the early missions of the UN that faced failure included the UN mission in Somalia, UN mission to Bosnia, and the UN assistance mission to Rwanda. These failures led some countries to believe the United Nations was mismanaged, and some countries criticized the organization for being corrupt. US President Ronald Reagan ended up withdrawing the funding of his country in 1984 from UNESCO, which is one of the specialized agencies in the United Nations system, blaming the organization of mismanagement. Britain and Singapore followed suit. A number of reforms have since been introduced, and the organization continues to work towards its goals. There are five principal organs which form the UN. The Trusteeship Council is a sixth principal organ of the United Nations, but its operations were suspended in 1994 when Palau, the last remaining UN trustee territory, gained its independence. The six principal organs that make the United Nations was formed in 1945 when the UN came into existence. UN General Assembly. This is the main UN body which has representatives from all the which has representatives from all the 193 countries of the UN represent the General Assembly. Each country has one vote. The entire UN membership meets in September every year in the General Assembly Hall in New York. This is the annual General Assembly session where heads of the state attending the session discuss various world issues like peace and security. Important decisions require two-thirds majority of the General Assembly, while simple issues require a simple majority. Every year, the General Assembly elects a General Assembly President, who holds the office for the term of 1 year. The General Assembly is responsible for the election of the non-permanent members.